This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I spoke on the broadcast yesterday about how the United Kingdom may go its own way from Europe on genetically modified crops. It's interesting to see how well those crops have been embraced around the world. I'll talk about it after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
It is true that the United Kingdom is considering going its own way when it comes to genetically enhanced crops, on its own way after Brexit from the European Union. If you take a look at Europe, that has been the stumbling block to embracing genetically enhanced crops around the world. Despite the confirmed safety of biotech crops by the European Commission and a report that came out 8 years ago, the public sentiment against GMOs remains prevalent throughout the European Union, and it impacts the rate of approvals for new GM crops, and it impacts the farmer access to the biotech seeds. But now take a look elsewhere around the world. For example, if you take a look at Latin America, well, that's the powerhouse when it comes to GMO crops, with 10 countries down there growing over 197 million acres of corn, soybeans, cotton, and canola. Brazil leads Latin American nations in cultivation and exports, followed by Argentina, Bolivia, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Honduras, Mexico, Paraguay, and Uruguay growing GMO varieties. And what about Asia? 8 Asian countries planted biotech crops in 2016, with the world's number one cotton producer, India, leading. And then you had Pakistan and China, the Philippines, Vietnam, Bangladesh, also growing GM crops. And then there's Africa. Africa faces the dual challenges of having the highest rate of population growth compared to the rest of the world, and the continent most vulnerable to the impact from climate change. And still, South Africa is helping lead the way, one of the top 10 developing countries to plant biotech crops. I'll be back after this.